Listen to your favorite shows on ESPN 97.5.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
What up, H-Town, on a hump day? As the voice is still petering around, Barry Laminack in studio, and behind the glass, as always, Nick Sharara, as the Three Stooges get ready to bring you more entertainment and sports on a midweek edition of the Joel Blank Show from 1 to 4 p.m. And plenty to talk about, although not a very eventful night in sports last night.
Pretty boring.
Yeah, I decided to kind of fold up my tent and go to bed early and get some sleep because I was watching Timberwolves Spurs.
Well, you really love basketball.
I do. And I have the league pass too. Oh, so, you know, so when there's nothing else on, no. When there's nothing else on, I flip channels and I either catch up on stuff.
Are they still blacking out all these games on the NBA League Pass? Because I had it last year, and they had so many blacked out channels.
They shouldn't. The only games that they should black out is the Rockets games in your local market because they want you to watch the Root Sports so that you get their commercials.
Right.
Other than that, they shouldn't black out any game for you.
I got the online version. Maybe you got a different version.
I hear the online version has a lot of problems with, like, stuttering and freezing and
stuff like
that.
I didn't have that problem. There's so many blackouts.
Yeah, I'm looking at cutting the cord and getting away from, like, cable and all that.
That sounds like a bad announcer. Stuttering or yeah. Even worse than that.
There's this site called cordcutting.com, which kind of walks you through getting rid of, like, if you have cable or satellite or whatever.
Right.
And just going with online only. So all you have is an internet connection
now,
and all this online stuff like PlayStation Viewer or whatever.
Do you guys have Apple TV?
I don't. I have a Chromecast and a PlayStation and... So like smart TVs that have all that.
But does Chromecast allow you to take what you have on your computer and put it on your TV?
Absolutely.
See, Apple TV does that too. And a lot of my friends telling me that, I bought one. I just haven't installed it. But they said Apple TV is the best because you can avoid a lot of the pitfalls of DirecTV and cable and everything else. And you get to watch it on your TV as well as your laptop. And that... You can get all of the programming and more.
There's a ton of stuff out there that you can get. The Apple TV, the Chromecast, they've got
the Sling TV.
But
I'm always worried, when it's the big, I've had DirecTV forever, but that's always just to get the Packer games and get the football pass. But the biggest pitfall is always the weather.
Yeah.
So when the weather goes bad, and one time this year, the Packers are in the fourth quarter in a tight game and the weather goes bad. I'm like, are you kidding? Yeah. So I get online and I'm always leery about the fact that there are all these different sites that say you can get the game online immediately at no cost. And I'm leery that the minute I click on that I'm just going to be drilled with spam. And,
I don't think that's the case. Yeah.
No?
Those are the bootleg sites where there's 8,000 pop-ups and it's illegal to watch it there. And you should avoid those.
Good. I'm glad I made the right move then. Cause I was desperation says I want to see the end of the game, but I don't want to be bombarded with crap.
That's why I got rid of satellite 1 year. And I don't know how many years ago it was, but 1 year, Super Bowl.
Okay.
Right. I'm not even lying to you. Right as the kicker's foot touches the ball, the satellite cuts out because it's raining and I lose my mind. And at that point I was like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I'm done. I'm switching to something that has a cable in the ground that I don't have to worry about rain.
Yeah.
And now I'm just looking at it because it's cheaper. It's to cut the cord. Like, it's expensive to have cable or whatever you have. It's all expensive. Xfinity, UVerse, DirecTV, Dish.
Yeah.
Dude, it's insane.
Like, I don't know how they allow DirecTV, the monopoly, to control the NFL Sunday ticket the way they do.
It's crazy. They definitely have a deal or a racket going.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
And it's like the best. If you're a marketing guy, that's the best deal you hang on to forever because that is your number one go-to ticket when you go and say, don't go to cable, go to us. If you're a huge football fan, this is the only way besides the internet to get Sunday ticket.
Yeah, yeah, it's a sweet deal to have if you're them. Yeah. I don't know how they swung it. I don't remember what the deal was, but I pretty much had everything. I've had DirecTV, I've had Dish Network. The only thing I haven't had is Xfinity or Comcast.
I have a lot of people too that tell me excessively because of their children. They have both cable and satellite.
To me,
that's excessive.
Yeah, why would you?
I worked with a lot of people that had both and were proud of it. I'm like, that is the most ridiculous overspend ever.
Yeah. The thing I like about these new, like this, the PlayStation View and the Sling TV is they're just scaled down packages that you can buy for like $20 and you get, they just take out all like the Hallmark Channel and all that crap that nobody watches. Yeah. My wife watches it, but they take out all that crap and. Yeah. All right, maybe around Christmas I might watch
that. Come on. If you guys like the chick tunes, the chick flicks can't be far behind. The Notebook has got to be a go-to for you guys.
I've not seen the – no, I've have seen the Notebook.
Fantastic movie.
I have seen it.
It's a good movie.
Never seen
but
it.
But see, like, I can't – I cry easily, too. So well, we've just talked about that before. I can't – I don't watch a lot of chick flicks because I'll cry.
I don't know that we talked about that as much as we talked about the pets and being – attached to pets if you ever have to put
was
them
that
down.
It I
yeah,
forget
but I'm with you because
I'm an easy crier.
Now, have you always been an easy crier?
Yeah
See, I haven't been, but once I lost mom, dad, and sister, and then you go through the pet thing, I think it softened me to the point where I'm far more emotional now than I ever was the rest of my life.
Okay, I see that.
Yeah
I don't know why I've always been despite what everyone thinks, sensitive when it comes to that stuff. So yeah, I can watch a show and it's not even I cry when my wife's not crying, which is horrible. It's a horrible it's like I'm not even the man in the house anymore. It's
does your wife look at you like, why are you crying right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, she's like she doesn't say it, but she'll give me a look like, man up. Would you please man up? If someone breaks in right now, I don't want to have to be the one that takes him down too, because you're just in a puddle of tears.
Now,
like a,
now that
like
behooves
a baby.
Me to ask this question.
Okay, this is why I have guns too. It's so easy to shoot,
and you can also defend yourself.
Yeah,
defend your crying. But my question then becomes: is there a movie that comes to mind for you, or one of the movies that always gets you? Because I can say this, and I think it's tied into the fact that my dad passed away, and my dad taught me all the sports I know. But every time in Field of Dreams that his dad comes back and says, hey, Dad, do you want to have a catch?
Yeah.
I'm immediately tearing up going, wow, that one hit me.
No, I'll cry. Honest to God, I will cry if the sitcom gets emotional. Like, I watch Modern Family.
Yeah.
If they get serious, I'll tear
family?
Up. Yeah, there was one one of the ones I watched last night.
Isn't that a comedy?
Yeah, they got serious though for a minute. It was very touching. It was moving.
I haven't seen the series.
Must have been like a U-Haul movie.
Dude, you wouldn't cry. It's the most ridiculous thing. I got all teary-eyed, though. It wasn't like I was like...
Guys remember the name of the movie where...
The Eyes of Water on Me.
Denzel's had a son with had some heart issue, and he didn't have the proper insurance to cover it.
Yes.
I want to say it's John something, but I can't remember.
Oh, it is.
It
absolutely is.
That movie...
Oh, what was that?
That just the fact that he's trying to save his son and he almost kills himself.
Yeah.
That scene was just crazy.
John Q.
John Q.
There you go.
Yeah.
That one.
John Q.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Dude, the first one that comes to mind always is Field of Dreams. The end of the Green Mile is tough.
Here's the thing though, you could sit here, you guys could name every movie that makes you cry, and it's on my list, plus like 100 others that no one else is crying
but like Modern Family,
I don't understand why.
Modern Family is supposed to be a comedy. That's what I don't get. Like everybody's new rage of crying and emotions. Is This Is Us.
I don't know what that is.
Is that that's the new NBC show?
I haven't seen it.
And her mom like our
they like
son,
it?
And then John Mayer started, there was a big story the other day. John Mayer was actually tweeting out over and over again that like he was visibly weeping in public watching it on an airplane and in the terminal, and like he's like, here I go again. And Mandy Moore, who's in the movie, the ex-singer, was like telling him it's okay and we appreciate the love and watching the show. And he's like, yeah, I've just completely thrown away my man card. Every time I watch it, I lose it.
See, and that would be me. And that would be, but I'm like, I don't want to. There's just something deep down, like that's oppressed, that I'm not sure what's going on, that just kind of like subconsciously sneaks up on me. And the next thing I know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, this isn't even that sad. But I'm like, I'm sniffling and my eyes are watering. I've got to wipe them before my wife sees me and makes me sleep in another room. It's just the weirdest. I don't understand. But yeah, you could name a sad movie and I would cry at it.
Wow.
Without a doubt.
So with that.
100%.
713-780-ESPN is our number. You can text us. You can call us. And Barry checks the text. And we obviously will put you on the air if it's a good call. And you can also reach us via Twitter. At Barry is funny. At No Hit Nick. And at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Let us know what movie makes you cry. I mean, we always get into the boob flicks and what boobs you saw when you were a kid and what was your first boob flick. Well, what movies make you cry?
I've never cried seeing boobs, I'll tell you that.
No, absolutely right. Well, that's a good thing, I think. Nick, on the other hand.
I was like 8 months old, I don't know.
Nick, I could see you crying the first time you saw boobs.
Did you cry at a Titanic?
I never saw it.
What?
Once I heard how long that movie was, I never saw it.
Yeah, it is like 3 hours.
Yeah, I just couldn't do it.
Titanic?
Yeah, I never saw it.
Yeah, I've never seen the movie.
See, there you go. There's two of
us. I've seen some of it here and there. Oh.
This is ESPN.
Well.
We got at the end of Rudy. Somebody cried at Rudy.
Absolutely.
And I've got Adrian said I watched Up yesterday, but forwarded the beginning because I don't want to cry. I've never seen
that's a good movie.
And
that's a good movie.
What's the Marley and Me?
Yeah.
The dog. Oh my God. And you know it's coming.
Yeah.
You absolutely know it's coming.
Arian Kopel on Twitter said Fresh Prince when he was like, why doesn't he want me, man? Oh, see? And that's a sitcom. Yeah. I bawled at that episode of The Fresh Prince. I'm not even going to lie. That was, thank you, Arian. I feel you, man. That was it. Oh, they're coming in now.
All right, so they're coming in. We got that rolling. We're here till 4 o'clock, so we'll take your calls, your texts, and your tweets, and we'll talk about what you want to talk about. We started with the movies that make you cry. We've got a football team down on Kirby that can make you cry. Brock Osweiler still your guy? Well, evidently he has to be because the number one backup that people are clamoring for, he's got a bit of an infection. It's going to need more than penicillin, and it's probably going to keep him out of the game on Sunday. We'll talk about that and much more. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4 o'clock. We open up a can of worms that we hope that you will go fishing with, and that is movies that make you cry. I mentioned a couple. Barry mentioned a couple and said Modern Family as a show that will jerk some tears. And to that, Eric W. says he agrees. So he's got some support there. Now, the honey badger needs to just take it down a notch.
Yeah, I can call myself a chick, but don't start tweeting at me like, yo, Barry's the type of chick that cries at... Hold up, bro.
Yeah, it's only the first hour of the show, too. I mean, it normally doesn't get like that until at least hour two.
Hold on now. You can't be, like, just assuming that it's cool to call me a chick because I said it. Like, there's got to be boundaries.
So, Honey Badger, go back and backtrack Barry and the El Jefe tweet of about a week ago and realize he can shut you down.
There's boundaries. You got to be. I mean, I'm not like upset like when I was called a racist.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But yeah,
you do have the ability to have the last word and to stop some things.
We are getting a ton of people. First of all, Lamont said I cried at Aladdin. Stop it now.
Right. But then he followed it off with set it off when Queen Latifah dies.
Yeah. And then he also mentioned Passion of the Christ. That was pretty intense.
That was more than just pretty intense.
Yeah, yeah. Lenny said Old Yeller Brian song in American History X. Yes, yes, and yes for me on all those. Ubaldo chimed in with Man on Fire.
Before we get off of that, can I just tell you one of those scenes that it always runs through my mind?
You're
as
talking
one
about
of those,
American History X?
Yes.
The curb.
Oh my
It'll never
God, that
my
one
mind,
just
ever.
Send no. shockwaves that I can constantly think about that absolutely kills me to think. I'm like, every time I'm feeling the back of my teeth and everything.
Is it like the most violently gross scene that you've ever seen?
I think it's more about imagination than the teeth. You don't see as much. You start thinking about exactly what that would be feeling like an ugh.
Here's the disturbing part is someone had to think of that. Like, someone had to have the thought.
Worse than that, growing up, that may have happened.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That's what makes that worse.
Yeah, somebody had to be like, how could I violently end this person? And
you talk about
like,
get the shivers?
Yeah.
That one gets me every single time. And so a lot of people are with you on TV shows. But Ike says Friday Night Lights, an episode of that.
Yep. Ike's going to cry when I beat him in the fantasy football playoffs, too.
Ike turned a page I didn't know he had yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah, he kind of went all just to the dark side that I didn't know he had. But, I mean, I give him credit. He's a big, loyal listener, so that's
good. Yeah.
Everybody, all these guys with the notebook. Never saw it.
Yeah. Chris Jeffrey said Debbie does Dallas.
Jeez.
Nobody cried at that when Chris stopped, and then he said, for real, Lion King. See, like a lot of people, Sons of Anarchy. I'm telling you, man.
I heard Sean Salisbury cried it on Golden Blonde.
Is that a thing?
This week it is. Anyway, and by the way, now I don't have to see The Notebook because Eric also tweeted, it gets me every time when they die together. Okay, now I don't need to see it. It's over.
Oh, you just ruined it for like everyone listening, though.
Good Lord.
You didn't even drop a spoiler alert for The Notebook first.
That's brutal.
Somebody said on text, somebody from 781 said, not a movie, but all E60s make me cry. That's pretty good.
I don't know if the and 30 for 30. Nick and I were talking before the show.
Catholics versus
convicts is one that he wants to see.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of 30 for 30s that can. I think it's one of the most well done. I will say this, for all my years in production, before, during, and after, I got in front of the mic with the Rockets and otherwise, I can't tell you two better produced shows than the 30 for 30s and the Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Hard Knocks, because it's not only access, it's reality. They get as close to what it really is like as possible. And 30 for 30, because they just get every single angle that you've always been clamoring for that you didn't know and didn't expect.
I feel like they put so much more effort into 30 for 30. Sometimes it's like a several-month project that they're trying to collect all this content. And they just do a good job.
The other good thing that they did is they brought in real big-time movie and TV producers and directors and let them do what they wanted to do, because then they're passionate about it. And like Barry brought up, one of you guys, and brought to the table the one E60 that comes to mind that really got me, and it wasn't because it was sad. The one on the Bennett Brothers was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was good.
And it was almost the whole show, but it was worth it.
Oh, it was great. It's real, because it's real.
Right, right. And that's what I really like. I mean, when you get close to as close to real life as possible, that's why you might not like the team. And the Texans obviously made everybody pay more attention to Hard Knocks. But how many times has people gone to the Bill O'Brien quote at the start of Hard Knocks last year about how we seem to think that the Texans are this, this, and this, but everybody else around the country thinks something totally different, and he's cussing everything. People love that passion and that honesty.
Chris Sparks on Twitter said, the Joel Blank Show makes me cry. Why do we make you cry? Like, why do we make you cry?
Well, the cool thing is, too, is he didn't send it to me.
No,
he sent it to you. So there's a little bit of the cowardly confidence that goes with that tweet. But yeah, why do we make you cry?
Maybe it's all of us that makes him cry. I don't know. Okay, other things. Inside Out, I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
Saving Private Ryan.
Well, that's a big one.
Remember the Titans, Brian's song. Yeah, Lion King.
Oh, my God. Nick, I know here's the one. And Bear, you had to have seen it.
Every time I watch the HBO special, Ohio State versus Michigan, go Buckeyes. Sorry, go ahead.
Did you see Brian's song?
I saw it so long ago that I don't remember it, but I've seen it.
I was going to say you're too young, but can I ask, have you ever seen the movie Brian's Song?
I have not.
Do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
James Caan, unbelievable.
Get you some tissue.
Yeah, I will say this. Going back in my life, I can remember in terms of, we're quoting which movies make you cry. As a kid, that was probably the first movie that made me cry, because I was such a big sports addict and it was about football. So I was dialed in, and the Packers sucked for like 20 some years. So I watched the Bears. You know, we watched Walter Payton. Walter Payton was amazing. Uh-huh. And then to see this whole movie about Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo and the Bears, and then be bought in, like I was fired up, like the sports movie. And then to have that kind of ending, I was like, oh, man,
yeah.
I lost it. No doubt. Yeah.
Chris said, on Twitter, which I don't know. This may be a joke. I have no idea. But Chris said, I cried like a baby watching The Sixth Man when the older brother died and Marlon Wayans was on the court his brother's
it's funny.
Jersey.
After it's the funny funeral. The way he mentioned it, but it's actually sad.
It, is it?
Yeah, it's a good okay. movie.
Because I saw Marlon Wayans and thought, oh, wait a minute now. Even I wouldn't cry at something Marlon Wayans
watch
did.
That movie. Okay. Watch that movie.
No.
Yeah, so and some great ones before. And Mark, we see we're coming to you, but... I mean, Braveheart, Joey says being a former military guy, Black Hawk Down, and movies like that. That was mentioned, and those are great. Definitely tearjerkers there. And then some of you want to be funny. Eric comes back with, if I was a Texans fan, I'd cry every day.
Every Sunday I cry at noon. Somebody said YouTube videos of soldiers coming home.
Yeah,
that is creative perfect. And really good.
Like when they're surprising their family and everything.
You get in that you just go down that rabbit hole of watching them, just different ones. Yes.
And here's a different angle to think about. Yes. Claudio says, how about Fast 7 because you're thinking about what happened to Paul Walker? So it's not actually the movie itself. It's the fact that the actor died and they finished the movie.
I actually haven't seen Fast 7.
Yeah, I don't know if I would cry. Of all the things I cried, I don't know if that would make me cry unless there was something like at the end where they did a tribute and it was obvious.
Right.
And there was sad music playing and a picture of him. And that might get me, but I don't know. Somebody said my dad made me watch Where the Red Fern Grows as a kid. And I'm still haunted by the sadness 20 years later that was David. I've not seen that movie, so I can't relate.
And I don't even dare go through the glass on this one because I know there's absolutely no chance Nick saw that one.
Right.
Although, Nick, I do kind of pigeonhole you as the creative artsy type that likes independent film.
I mean, I'll watch an independent film. It's not that I have to watch it or I'm obsessed with it, but I'll watch an independent film.
All right, well, let us know. Let us know what movies make you cry. If there's a show that makes you cry, if there's something else that makes you cry. Barry, sometimes Texans. When the Blue Bonnets start coming out for the first time, we'll cry. So there's certain things, we're all for it, but movies is what we ask for. So, Mark, we're coming to you next when we come back, as well as getting to plenty of the topics of the day, lots of baseball signings. The Texans are going to be without a quarterback this weekend, and before you get your hopes up, it's not who you think it is. We've got all that and more to cover, and we've got plenty of show left to go. And by the way, Keenan McCardell is going to be here in the 3 o'clock hour, so make sure you got your football questions ready for Keenan. Even if you maybe want to talk about movies that make Keenan cry, we'll get to that too. All that and more, all the way until 4, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4 o'clock, and you guys are doing what you do best. You're chiming in. You're giving us your opinions. Got plenty on the board waiting to go, and a full board starting to fill up. Barry's checking the text messages as we speak, and we appreciate you guys all chiming in with what movies make you cry. I had forgotten about Brian's Song when I was a kid. That was probably one of the first ones. And then I had mentioned when in Field of Dreams, his dad comes back and he actually has a catch with him and says, hey, Dad, you want to have a catch? That was one of the ones that got me. You said the Flintstones episode 4.
What?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Did I?
No, you did not say that.
I'm not going to deny that it might if it just actually has some sad moments in it. Dude, if I'll cry at Modern Family, trust me, I would cry at a Flintstones
when
episode.
When Fred got his Brontosaurus burger taken away from him.
Somebody said the ending to Selena. Well, we all know how that was going to end. What Dreams May Come. The breakup with Jennifer Aniston, breaking up with her would make anyone cry. Justin Houston said, I'm a pretty hard person to cry, but The Pursuit of Happiness teared me up twice. And then we're getting a ton of texts that cover Armageddon, Forrest Gump, Man on Fire, American Sniper, and
American
Sling.
Sniper was a hell of a movie.
Yeah, and Sling, I don't know what that is. There's also some sitcom stuff coming in. Somebody said, Barry, the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, when Will's dad wouldn't take him on the road to the... And the program.
Christian Gonzalez said it when Brock Osweiler doesn't throw an interception.
That makes him cry?
He said that doesn't... Something that makes him cry is when Brock Osweiler doesn't throw an interception. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That's like the Toyota commercial that says, you couldn't care less or you could care less.
Yeah. Studio Wood boasts at Southpaw. I've never seen that. Have you?
I have not. Southpaw? And I'm a lefty.
Someone said Saving Ryan's Privates.
That's an old one.
I don't know.
We've heard that before.
The last episode of Banshee.
But we did say on Golden Blondes it is for Salisbury this week.
The last episode of Banshee. I don't think I cried at that one. I did. Now I remember.
I have never seen it.
I totally did. I just thought about it. Somebody said when Rick shot the deer in Silver Spoons.
Jeez. Now we're really running the gamut.
Hilarious.
All right. On that note, Mark, you've been waiting the longest. You want to get in here on movies that make you cry. Welcome to the show, my man. What's up?
What's going on, Joel?
Mark, Eric. What's up, man?
Good. So I have two vivid ones that just, for some reason, every time I think of it, I start getting a little watery.
Now, you would say vivid. That isn't the production company, right? Those are just the memories?
No, that's a production company. That's a different topic.
Yeah. Just checking.
I think I heard it earlier, the Fresh Prince episode with you know, when Uncle Phil hugs him because he yells out, you know, why doesn't my dad want me?
Yes.
This and that.
Yes.
Yeah. So that thing right there, man, that gets you.
Exactly.
And then the other one is Con Air. After all the stuff that he went through to finally get to his daughter, and then
the bunny
goes down the sewer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then that song comes on. Man,
that song comes
on. No doubt, man.
I totally forgot about that movie, Con Air, though. That's a good movie.
That's a good call.
No doubt.
Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger. Justin, you're up next. What's up?
Hey, man. I just want to say you guys are definitely breaking barriers for the males. Why is there always a stereotype that we got to be tough all the time?
Thank you.
But you guys forgot a good movie.
Appreciate that, man.
Big movie. Big Fish. That's a good one, man.
I've not seen this.
I have not seen Big Fish.
For real? Wait.
Is that an animated movie?
No. You guys need to crack open a couple of beers or just go down, sit, watch it. If you have a heart at all, it's going to hit you. And I mean, it doesn't
Big
even have
Fish.
To be a movie. I just saw something about Jimmy V the other day, and it brought me to tears.
Yeah.
When he's saying, you know, Don't give up.
Don't ever give up. Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God.
You and me, Justin, and Dick Vermeil, the three of us will cry at anything, right?
Speaking of that, I'm with you, man. We kidded about Dick Vermeil, and he cried right in front of us.
You don't have to be tough all the time.
No, man.
I agree. And Travis Johnson will be the first one to tell you that. He's the big old teddy bear.
Lamont said he cried watching Two Girls, One Cup. Stop it, Lamont.
Oh, boy. And this is how we come full circle. No, I'm not watching that. Come on. All right, John, you're next up. What's up? Movies that make you cry.
Man, you guys hit the nail on the head when it came to American Sniper, but I got one that beats it.
Okay.
Just watched it this weekend, Friday Night Lights, when Tim McGraw gives his son the ring and told him that you're still a champ. Oh.
What was this now?
Friday Night Lights, the movie.
Oh, okay, the
Tim
movie.
McGraw, the tough dad, gives the ring to his kid, says you're still a champ.
His alcoholic father tells him, you know, he's big at disappointment, and at the end, when they lose the state championship, at the end, he gives him the ring and tells him that you're like a winner in my heart, and man, that was heavy.
Good stuff, John. We appreciate it, buddy. Don't be a stranger. Hey, by the way, did you notice that, now that he mentioned that? Between Friday Night Lights and Hoosiers...
Yeah.
You basically have the exact same story and storylines,
right.
Just different sports. When's the baseball one coming out? And then internationally, you can do a soccer one, and you could probably make millions.
Right. Pistol Whip said 7 pounds. I needed a bottle of Zoloft after that. I've never seen that. What is that about?
I want to say I saw, but I don't remember.
I want to say I saw it, too.
And Dylan's seconding Big Fish.
Is it 7
Fish.
Pounds or 7?
No, 7's a different one. Seven's the one with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
But 7 pounds is the actual. We have to look it up. There's a definition to, like, 7 pounds is what happens when you die, what something weighs, or something like that.
Somebody said I cried watching Salisbury and Bench Warmers.
Jeez.
Oh, God, I love the texters. Good times.
That's that.
Did Sling Blade make you cry? I don't even think I cried at Sling Blade.
French fried potatoes.
No, I did. Sling Blade was a good movie.
That was Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, I try to run through and be like, no, I didn't cry at that one. But I'm like, oh, I remember that now. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Somebody said I'd cry if I was a Green Bay fan this season. That was another text.
Not yet. It's coming, but not yet. Don't worry about that.
Tons of Armageddon. Yeah. Tons of guys on Armageddon crying. Yeah.
Yeah. So unless you're a Cowboy fan too, by the way, you're crying already because you're a Texans fan. Uh-huh. Troy, you're up next. Movies that make you cry. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
What's Troy, up, Troy? I was hoping you'd call because I was thinking you're going to have something like Walking Tall or something that's going to get you.
No. They just hurt the shit out of you.
Oh, Troy, you can't cuss.
Troy, this is not XM radio, big dog.
Troy.
Nick, did you catch it?
Yeah.
I did catch it, yes.
That a boy. You never seen Nick move so fast in your life. That was like a catch on the sidelines to save the game.
And that's why our boy Troy was dropped.
I'm watching the clock. Okay, we're past the 8-second delay.
So, Troy, understand that ass water and os water can get away with, but that S bomb ain't going to fly.
All right, next caller.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's squeeze one in.
All right. Oh, boy. Nick wants to squeeze one in. So, Nick, make the call.
Whichever one you guys want to go to doesn't matter.
Is that Bats?
Let's go. I think so.
Let's try Bats.
Bats, is that your name?
Yes, sir. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Bats?
Man, first time calling, man, but I got a movie that you guys probably ain't never heard of, but it's dating me, so just listen up. It's called Cornbread. It has a young Lawrence Fishburne in it. And the basis of the story is Cornbread, which is Fishburne, looks up to this local basketball star. Well, he's running from a store, and at the same time, some robbers had robbed another store, and the police thought that it was Cornbread because it was raining outside, and they shot and killed him. And Lawrence Fishburne at the end was saying, "They killed Cornbread." Oh, man. You will cry.
Stop it, Bats. You're going to make me cry right now.
Bats, by the end of the show, Nick is going to have that audio clip found on YouTube, and we are going to make sure that you hear the audio, if at all possible, of They Killed Cornbread.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, that movie has some stars, and well, some young stars, like Lawrence Fishburne, and I can't think of the other lady name, but you will cry. It's called Cornbread.
Cornbread. We're going to check it out.
I have written Bats. Cornbread down.
Appreciate
I'm going to watch it.
We wrote that down, and I got to investigate 7 pounds. We got much more to go. We got a full board of people that want to talk about movies, and Barry's got text, and we've got much more. Keenan McCardell coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. As well as, I got to get to this Texan story in case you wanted to make a quarterback switch. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4 o'clock. Hey, gang, hang with us. We've got a full board, so it's tough to get to all of you in each segment, but hang with us as best as you can. Don't hang up because you got some good stuff and want to keep getting to them. So if those of you had to get to something else, come on back. We would appreciate that.
A correction. Somebody said that the actual title of that movie is Cornbread Earl and Me.
Yes.
A couple of people texted that. Ike tweeted it as well. So just wanted to get that in.
Cornbread Earl and Me.
I wrote down three movies that I'm going to go watch at some point. Cornbread Earl and Me, Big Fish, and 7 Pounds. I need to see those and see what this is all about.
7 Pounds was Rosario Dawson along with Will Smith. And I do remember the trailer for that, but I can't say that I saw that movie. But I do remember, and I've Googled it as well, that there's different meanings for the 7 pounds. And some say that when you die, it's the 21 gram theory that when you die, if you weigh each body before and after death, the difference is when you die, you are 7 pounds lighter.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's
interesting.
What amounts to the definition of why?
We got a text at about 1:30 that said the new sports update makes me cry every time.
That's our guy from Boston, right?
Nickname him Mopey or Droopy.
I'm not going to mention his name.
So depressing.
All they got to do is listen to the update. They know who it is.
That's true.
I never thought I would like this show. Now it's making me cry because I love it so much. That was from Josh. I don't know. I don't think that's El Jefe. So who knows?
So by the way, and the Will Smith thing that I was getting to, he said that the 7 pounds title referred to Shakespeare. But this one's actually got a little oomph to it when you think about it.
Yeah.
Let me just see what you guys think about this. In an unusual experiment was conducted in Dorchester, Massachusetts, April of 1901, Dr. Duncan McDougall wanted to prove that the human soul had mass and therefore was measurable. He conducted the experiment on six dying patients who were placed on a specially made scale prior to their deaths. His intention was to weigh each body before and after death to determine any differences measured by the delicate scales. The patients were selected based on their imminent death. Two patients were suffering from tuberculosis, five were men, one was a woman. All of them were 7 pounds lighter when they died, and he claims because your soul has weight.
Interesting.
That is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I kind of like that. That's a movie?
Well,
or a documentary?
That's just what I had heard. I remember discussions about the title. That's not what the movie's about, and I'm not going to be like Eric and spoil a movie for you, but definitely that's one of the stories I heard that made you think and go, wow, that's deep.
Mike Kendry, I guess. Mike the Commission on Twitter said, shake that bear. Stop it.
Jeez.
Stop it. Chris said, Warrior with Tom Hardy. G the Never Nude said, October Sky. At the very end when Homer's dad finally came to the rocket launch.
Oh, not that Homer.
Gets him every time. Pursuit of Happiness
was a good
movie. From Half Man, Half Amazing on Twitter. We got a couple of people. We got a text that said, hold the doot, which I didn't know what the hell that was. And then I finally was able to decipher that I think they meant hold the door, as in Game of Thrones, as in Hodor. Actually, surprisingly, I didn't cry at that. So I don't know if you guys watch Game of Thrones.
I do not.
Well, then you would have no idea.
Don, you want to get in next? You've been waiting the longest. It's a tight race. Movies that make you cry. What's up, Don?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Don?
Okay. Look, I think you hit the one that I have two of them real quick. You hit the one I was going to say was Pursuit of Happiness. But another one that makes me always get something in my eye and turn away is Radio.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah. Great movie.
I thought you were going to say Do the Right Thing when Radio died, when Radio Raheem got killed. That made me cry, bro. I cried like a baby when Radio Raheem died now.
Yeah, but that's definitely a good one. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call, buddy.
How about the acting in that movie, Radio? It was amazing by
Cuba Gooding Jr.
It was amazing.
Really good.
He's had some pretty damn good performances mixed in with some ones that are getting a little bit.
Yo, Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
Well, he's like, classic. Give me the mother effing gun, Trey.
Even Rod Tidwell.
Give me the mother effing gun. Like, that was amazing. Yeah. I love that part of that movie.
Show me the money. Troy, you're next. What's up?
All right, first.
Troy. We're going to put you on a 14-second delay, so turn your radio down, because we are not sure what's coming next.
Let me apologize. I was a little mad. My company actually thought I was going to work through your talk show today.
Oh, hey. No, we can't have
Okay, never mind. I'm not going to do what you did, Troy, but tell them to get over it because we love you listening. What's
we can't
up?
Have that.
Hey, man, and I love listening. Has anybody mentioned Old Yeller?
Yes, that was one of the first ones that I mentioned because I know that is one of those across the board. I've never met a person.
That's Marley in my and me life. Take two.
Yeah, but yeah. I've never met a person in my life that could watch Old Yeller and not cry.
That's right.
It's literally a challenge. Find the toughest person you know that has never cried and make them watch it. They'll cry.
Yep. If you don't cry during Old Yeller, you're not human.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't cry during Old Yeller, you wouldn't cuss during a radio show in the middle of the afternoon.
And I apologize again, guys. I love listening. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Drive safe. Todd, you're up next. What's up?
Hey, guys. This is old Todd from Pittsburgh. I haven't checked in a week or two, but days like today are why this show keeps trending up.
Appreciate it, brother.
Board. You're kind of letting the show take a life of itself when you throw out these topics. I love it.
Appreciate it. You got something for us? Yeah, bring it.
Quick synopsis of Big Fish. Albert Finney is in his 70s and dying, and he's telling the story of his life through his nursemaid, his estranged son, Billy Crudup. There's a series of five stories. Big Fish is with reference to whenever you catch a fish, and it suddenly becomes bigger and bigger and bigger as the story goes on. So basically, he's a BSer his whole life, but his son comes to terms with that, and it's pretty touching.
Okay. You give it two thumbs up, I take it?
One and a half
thumbs. That sounds like a Raheel movie. Go ahead.
I did not cry. Okay. Anyways, this isn't necessarily a movie, but any of you guys watch Sons of Anarchy?
Yes,
Barry.
I watched some of it.
Why do we immediately both fucking Barry?
No, I've watched.
I cried real tears on the episode.
Oh, that's sad.
The creator of the show, Kurt Sutter, played a character called Otto. He was locked up in prison. He subsequently bit off his tongue so he couldn't confess against the gang, and he killed a nurse. Well, the nurse's brother happened to be a federal marshal, and at this point, Otto was blinded in both eyes, had no tongue, and he sent in Aryans to rape him every day.
Oh, my God.
And when they showed the scene, I cried real tears for Otto's you-know-what.
Wow. Wow. That sets up Barry pretty quickly for the pink sock.
One.
He's giving you the terrible episode number. That's fantastic. Joke.
Oh, my God. I don't think I want to see it, but I appreciate it, man.
That's a good series, man. That's a really good series.
Thanks for the call, Todd.
All right, Todd, go Steelers. Brent, or you want to go?
Yeah, go Buck.
Let's go Buck first.
Yeah,
go Buck first, then Brent. Brent, hang on. Buck, what do you got?
Hey, I got a movie. Answer to 7 pounds for you. The movie for me that gave me a tearjerker when I was a kid, The Elephant Man.
Oh! Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yes!
Yeah, we forgot about that one.
Is that Cher?
Yeah, that one ripped me
off. No, that was Mask.
Oh, that's Mask.
Yeah, Elephant Man.
Now, as far as... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the Elephant Man, boy, that gets you in them feels quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, as far as 7 pounds is concerned, now, if you paid attention to the movie, now, everything that the 7 pounds equals out to everything that he took off of his body when he killed himself in the movie and gave away.
Right. And that's the Shakespearean. That's the definition he gave based on Shakespeare, was that for each person and each thing that he gave away, that the total would end up being 7 pounds.
Correct.
Got it. I just knew that the one that I referenced was one. I had knew when the movie came out, there were stories about the meaning of 7 pounds, and that was one of the alternate meanings that I had heard about that I was like, man, that was deep. All right. We appreciate it, man. We are going to get as quickly as we can here. Ben?
No, Brent, right?
Brent.
Ben.
Brent.
Yes.
Brent first. Brent, you're up.
Hey,
What's up?
Hey, y'all remember the movie with Michael J. Fox where he was the voice of a dog called Homeward Bound? The family moves and they leave the animals behind. The dogs have to like trek across the country to find
great
them.
Movie. Know what you're talking about. Made me cry.
And the last scene where they think Shadow, the older dog's dead, and he comes over
and
the
he comes up limping. Yep.
It still gets me.
Yep. Fantastic movie.
Brent, you're going to make me cry right now just picturing that.
Brent, you did what no one else on this planet has been able to do. You not only reached Nick, but you got him to cut you off because he was getting emotional.
I'm telling you, man. It was one that brings back memories now. It was a good one.
Brent, you have just verified something we have questioned forever. Nick does have a true heart, and he is
that's
emotional.
A really good movie. He can get emotional. Check it out.
For that alone, we appreciate it, Brett. Don't be a stranger. We got a lot more going on. Fred, Corey, Ben, Brandon, don't go anywhere because we're going to get to you. We love the fact that we've got a topic that is keeping you guys motivated and keeping you motivated to act on it by calling in. You can reach us via text. You can reach us by a call. 713-780-ESPN. You can hit us up on Twitter, and we're here till 4, ESPN 97.5. With a Cuban cigar in the middle of Paris with a Dominican bar. Great head on her shoulder. She probably studied abroad. She transferred to Harvard from King's College in Mars. She says that I'm her favorite because she admires the art. Michelangelo with the Ludenrain rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.